Great. So I'm recording this call just in case anybody else at your bank could not make the call this morning and they want to listen in, or if you want to, you know, share it with any of your colleagues, you know, after you learn more this morning, if they just want, you know, a full picture of the program. I will post this to our VBA website, and I'll also, you know, start sending out the link to the call in our follow-up emails. But so before I get started, if everyone could just do me a favor and mute your lines, that would be really helpful just so we don't get any background noise coming in. And also, I did want to mention and welcome Megan Darmanin from Skyline National Bank. She's on the call this morning. Megan has been with us in this program from the beginning, and I'll be calling on her just to kind of share some experience you know, with working with interns at her bank. Skyline has a really strong program, and Megan always does a great job organizing all of their interns. So we'll be hearing more from her in just a little bit. But this morning, basically what I want to do is just give you all kind of a full picture of our program, answer any of your questions. Like I said, get Megan to share, you know, her experiences over the past couple years, and, you know, just kind of get us in the mindset of thinking about this already, because even though it is November and we're talking about next summer, some of the planning and, you know, all the organizing and things, some of that really does need to get started now, because some of these college students, you know, some of them have already secured internships for next summer. And a lot of them are, you know, really in that mindset, especially with winter break coming up. They're looking to, you know, apply at places and figure out what they're going to be doing before they go back for their spring semester. So basically, I just wanted to start with talking about where this program kind of came from, you know, why the VBA, you know, decided that this was a place that we really could support our member banks. Back in 2015, 2016, when Bruce and Matt and John were on the road visiting all of your banks, a lot of them were hearing that, you know, you all host interns and, you know, it was going okay, but you were really looking for some more structure and some more, you know, opportunities for the interns to, you know, really get a good picture of what the banking industry in Virginia is all about, not just so much at your particular banks. So we decided that as the, you know, the association, that would be a really great place for us to kind of fill that need. So we began developing this program back in the fall of 2016. We started with a pilot group of banks, and those banks ranged from, you know, banks that had never hosted an intern before to banks that were already hosting 5 or 6 interns during the summer, just so we really could get, you know, a good sample group of banks and make sure that what we were developing would work for any of our member banks. So we did that in the summer of 2017. 2018, we opened it up to all of our member banks, and last summer as well. So last summer, we had 34 students in the program and 11 banks, which we were really excited about, and we really hope to grow those numbers, you know, in the coming years and just keep this program going. Basic goals for the program when we developed all of the resources and things that we have, we wanted to make sure that what we had was streamlined and engaging and really enrich the programs that you all either already have or can be something to support a bank that is new to hosting college interns. So we really want to make it flexible and, you know, you can kind of take it and pull out things that work for you and really, you know, adjust it to what fits the need of your bank. We wanted to make sure that our interns had exposure to the industry as a whole, not just in the areas where they were working. So we've got some things in place to make sure that we are giving that big industry overview throughout the summer for them. And we also wanted to help you all create learning objectives and like an agenda and make sure that the summer really felt planned out and thoughtful so that when the interns stepped into their banks, they felt like they were coming into a program that you all had really, you know, put some time and effort into building so that they knew every day they were coming in and had some good purpose for being there. So as far as like our role as the VBA versus the bank role, I want to just kind of break that down a little bit. So as far as the association goes, one of the biggest questions that I always get from new banks is, if we're involved in the hiring process, and we are not. The VBA doesn't do any of the interviewing or screening candidates or any of that type of thing. We really leave that up to the bank. We felt like that was an area that really needed to be handled at the bank level, just because all of you do things very differently. And some of our banks find their interns with the existing college relationships. Some of them find their interns through, relatives of employees or board members or whatever the case may be. So we kind of step back from the recruiting piece of it. We do have some recruiting resources that the banks can use. We have a customizable flyer that you can use at career fairs that kind of shows that your bank is part of this statewide program. I also organize and kind of collect all the career fair information for our banks and can share that with you as well. So if you are interested in going to some of those college career fairs, we have that information for you. But as far as the recruiting piece, we really do leave that up to the bank. But what we do provide is the program timeline. So starting in April with some of our in-person events and all the way through August, we do provide a timeline. We provide the training opportunities here on site at the VBA. We provide the guidelines for our certificate of completion, which I'll get into in a little bit. And we do, we really just like to be a sounding board for our banks and make sure that if you're having, trouble during the summer or if you need ideas, we can connect you with other banks that are participating across the state. So a lot of communication from our side throughout the summer, different ways that we support your bank, to get through this program. As far as the bank responsibility, like I said, the bank is responsible for recruiting and hiring the interns. The banks will do send a banker or two or three or whoever is going to be serving as a mentor to the interns to our mentor orientation that takes place in mid-April. And I'll talk more about that event in a little bit too. And as far as when I say the mentor, I don't mean that person has to be with the intern every day throughout the summer. It's more the person that's kind of the intern supervisor, that check-in person, or the person that the intern, kind of meets with frequently throughout the summer. But it's definitely not, where the intern has to sit with the mentor every single day throughout the summer, because I know that can be a lot on one person. We do ask the bank, if there's any specific college requirements that the students have as far as like weekly reports or, anything that the college requires of the students while they're in the internship. We do ask that the bank manage that piece of it, because with all these students coming from all over the place, we wouldn't really be able to do that at the association level. And then, obviously, as far as all the resources that we provide, it's up to the bank to kind of customize those resources and use them in a way that makes sense for your bank and what you all are able to do throughout the summer. So I mentioned that certificate of completion. At the end of the summer, if the interns have completed a set of requirements, we decided back in 2016 that we really needed something to like show that they had done this program and something that would be a really good resume builder for them. So we created this set of requirements that the interns have to complete in order to get our certificate of completion. And when we talk to colleges and students and things, we always mention this, and they always think that it's a very appealing part of our program because it's a recognizable thing that future employers can see and, say, oh, they were part of the Virginia Bankers. They've already got a relationship with that group. It's a great resume builder for them. So there are five things that the interns have to do to complete the requirements. One of them is just simply attending some sort of community event that your bank is involved with throughout the summer. That is normally a very easy box to check because you all do such great things. in your community all year long. So that's one of the requirements. Another requirement is that the students have to complete a self-evaluation at the end of the summer. So we receive those responses. We obviously share them with the bank that hosted the student, but that's, again, another pretty easy box to check for them. They have to attend at least one of our on-site training opportunities here at the VBA, and I'll talk about both of those, but they either have to come to our intern orientation in May or our midsummer meetup that normally happens in early July. And I'll kind of go into more detail on both of those events in a minute. But of course, we would love for them to come to both because we love the networking opportunity that those events provide. But the requirements do just say that they just have to come to one because we know that they travel and they have vacations and things lined up in the summer. Another requirement is that, and this is probably the biggest requirement for them to complete during the summer, is what we call the capstone project and presentation. And I'll go into more detail on that in just a minute. But basically, it's an independent research project that the students are completing throughout the summer. And there's some topic choices and things, but I'll get into that in a minute. And then there is the last requirement is that they complete an online training course. We actually use the American Bankers Association online training opportunities for them. In the past, we have always just offered the basic banking fundamentals course. But this year, we are actually working with the ABA to offer more job function specific online training opportunities for the students. So I'm very excited about that. We've had some mixed feedback for those of you that have participated in our program before. We've had some mixed feedback about the banking fundamentals and that basically it was too fundamental for some of these students because a lot of them are in these finance classes in college and a lot of the information in the banking fundamentals course they've already learned. So we wanted to up that online course a little bit. And the ABA has some wonderful self-paced online training that is more job function specific. So more to come on that, but that's a very excited change for 2020. Okay, so before I get into the capstone project and presentation, I'll pause for any questions that anybody has.
This is Laurel at the Fauquier Bank. For those online training programs, is that an additional cost or is that included in the intern pricing?
That's a great question. So the online training is an additional cost. We actually will register the students for you through the American Bankers Association, and the ABA has worked with us to develop a college, like a student rate for those classes. So it's not the same cost as if one of your bankers was going to take those courses. I unfortunately don't know the cost of that yet because, like I said, we're still working with them to figure out exactly what those options are going to be for 2020. Last year when we did the banking fundamentals, I believe the cost was like $142 for that four-week course. But I will definitely share the cost for the new online training once I have that information. But that's a great question. Any other questions? Okay. Megan, I'll pause there. Was there anything you wanted to say about the certificate requirements, or do you want to wait until the end and just kind of talk about how you build all this in to your day?
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to wait to the end, I guess like the only thing I would say is to not get overwhelmed about all of the requirements yet. It's not as much as it actually seems like it is. So, but that's, yeah, I'll talk about more about that at the end.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the capstone project and presentation. So a lot of the feedback that we were hearing from banks, when we were developing this program was that they were really looking for stuff for the interns to do during like downtime, because there's no way that you can plan something for every minute of every day for these students to do while they're in your bank. So the online training, that was definitely something that we felt like would be a great thing for them to do during, you know, the downtime that they all experience. But another thing that we wanted for the bank to have some kind of something to, you know, really learn from these students, because, you know, these are your next generation of employees and of customers. And we really wanted to give you all the opportunity to learn from them. So we developed a list of capstone project topics, and we grow this list every year that your bank can choose from. And it's essentially an independent research project that they would do throughout the summer. It's a great conversation starter when they're, you know, working with different banks or different bankers, you know, just learning from the employees at your own bank, but also doing a broader research that your bank might not have the time to do. So, like I said, we provide the topic options. We provide like the guidelines for their paper and presentation, but it's up to the bank as far as, you know, who these students will be presenting their findings to. Some of our banks present to the board, some of them present to like an executive team, some of them present to, you know, emerging bank leaders that, you know, within your institution. So it's really up to you who they actually present to. So our topics from last summer that our banks could choose from, there was exploring the world of fintech and how different fintech companies can be a partner to your bank, and, you know, different fintechs that they recommended your bank, you know, really look more into to make, you know, things run more efficiently. If your bank is thinking about growing their footprint, one of the other topic choices was an ideal location for a new bank branch. So having them do some of that preliminary research, you know, if that's something on the horizon for your bank. Another one, which is always a popular one, is banks and social media. So having them kind of explore that world, that marketing world, and, you know, learning about social media, how it can help attract not only customers, but also new employees. One of them is specifically about attracting the next generation as customers and employees, and that's always a popular one as well. Another option was exploring, you know, banks and the community and CRA credit and, you know, kind of different ways that your bank can support the communities that you serve. And then the last one was new for last year was we just called it the Bank of the Future. So kind of exploring how banks are shifting to online banking and growing consumer trust for digital first platforms, you know, really exploring that whole consumer experience piece that, you know, all of our banks are still trying to figure out. So that one was a really popular one as well. And we always ask for ideas from our participating banks for these topic options, because we really want this capstone project to be, you know, something that your bank can actually take the data and implement and use. But those were the six choices that we had last year. So at the end of the summer, they'll obviously make their presentation. They'll submit their paper. And like I said, we have the guidelines for all of that for the presentation and the paper. And then you kind of package that up and also send a copy to us at the VBA, because we love reading their findings. And it, you know, it really helps us when we're developing programming for the following year. Yeah, so Megan, I'll pause there. Do you want to talk about how you guys handled the capstone project and presentations at your bank?
Yeah, so the first part of the summer, so the way that we do our intern program at Skyline is the first half of the summer, our interns are tellers in some of our branches. They kind of learn that functionality. And during that time, they work on the ABA course. So for me, it's just easier as far as scheduling goes if I pick whatever the course is that runs through June, so that when they have downtime on the teller line, they can get their course done. So that's just worked for us. And then the second half of the summer when they're on the rotation, that's when we start working on their capstone projects. And I usually do project days every Wednesday where they all come together. So we typically hire anywhere from 4 to 7 interns. The past 2 summers we've had 7 interns, which has been a lot. I'm telling myself this year that we're not going to do 7 interns, but we'll see how that goes. So anyways, I bring them all together to work on the capstone project, just give them time. They obviously work on it individually, but just getting them together really helps them to kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And then at the end of the summer, they present that capstone project to our board of directors. So for everybody else who hasn't done this intern program before, when you're trying to decide what project to choose and things like that, I would recommend figuring out who you want your audience to be, because I, for part of the capstone project is a presentation piece of that. So your interns have to present to someone at your bank, and we've always done our board of directors. So keep in mind your audience. For example, I wanted to do the Bank of the Future, like the whole remote banking and all that kind of virtual banking. But I just imagined my intern group presenting to our board of directors, and I imagined, you know, I didn't think it would go well with our board of directors. It's a little too far out there for them. We are in Southwest Virginia, a little slower pace, but so we chose the customers and employees how to attract the new generation. But so we break it up. So the first half of the summer, ABA course, second half of the summer is going to be the capstone project. And that's just how we've always done it.
That's great. Yeah, and I will say, so Megan has all of her interns focused on the same project topic. But if you have more than one intern at your bank, they don't all have to do the same topic. Last year, I believe it was Chesapeake Bank that had a number of interns, and they all, well, a lot of them did different things, just depending on which, you know, not only the intern's interest, but also the bank wanted some feedback on a lot of the different topic options. So they all did their own presentations. Megan, you have them present as a group, right? It's a big group presentation.
Yeah. So they present at one time. I just make sure, since they're all doing the same topic, they're all talking about generally the same thing. But I make sure that when they present, they all present different points from each of their papers, so it's not redundant.
Right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Any questions so far about the capstone project presentation? Anything that Megan spoke about? Okay. I did want to just quickly talk about the on-site training that is a part of this program. So I mentioned earlier that we do have a mentor orientation in April. We've tentatively scheduled that for Tuesday, April 14th for the next summer's program. And that's really for any banker that is going to be serving in a supervisor role of the interns. So you can send one banker, you can send 3 bankers, whoever is really going to have ownership of either one intern or, like Megan, 6 or 7 interns. That's a really beneficial day. It's a great day just to come, you know, ideas share with one another. We always try to have a speaker. I'm hoping to get our speaker back from the chamber this year, Sarah, for any of you past participants that remember her. Last year, we had a panel of some college career center directors just talking about, you know, their students' reactions to internship experiences and, you know, what our banks should be thinking about to make sure that it's a meaningful program. So that was a great panel. But that's a great day. It's a 10 to 2, 4-hour time frame. So that's the mentor orientation. We also have an intern orientation. We always do that the week of Memorial Day because we find that that's really when these interns, that's probably the earliest that these interns are going to be starting. We like for this to be pretty early on in their experience, you know, with the bank, because we talk about our program, we talk about the requirements, so they can learn all of the things that they're going to be required to do. And then when they go back to the bank, you all can kind of talk through how it's going to work specifically at your bank. We involve our emerging bank leaders group heavily in that day as well. We give them some time to just network with each other because they're always looking for more of that. We also do some business etiquette training because they all can hear need to hear that more than once. So we do. We involve some of our HR committee folks in that. So that's always a great presentation. And you know, we have them just learn about the VBA, what we do as the association, and just do some of that industry statewide level information. Bruce Whitehurst is normally involved in that day, so that's a really great a great day just to meet them all. And then in July, we have our midsummer meetup. We also, the day before our midsummer meetup, we also have an optional Federal Reserve field trip where we take them down to the Federal Reserve in Richmond, and they learn, you know, they get to see that building, experience all of that. The Fed does a great job and is always really welcoming. We normally have a dinner after the field trip, and then the next day is the midsummer meetup at our office at the VBA. We tentatively have that scheduled for July the 8th, Wednesday, July the 8th for next summer. This is a day that I love because our Emerging Bank Leaders Steering Committee also meets on the same day, and we really, really try to give them as much time to talk with those EBL folks about their capstone projects and presentation. Last summer, we did a big rotation where they got to speak with all of the steering committee members. They got to talk about their research specifically, talk about what they had already researched. The EBL members gave them advice for things to focus on to finish out their project, and it was a really great day. We also have some more HR committee folks come in and talk about their resumes. They do a resume review, interview skills, you know, some of those things that get them prepared for finding that first job. And then just, you know, more industry awareness discussion. So that's the summer day. And then we also have our School of Bank Management it's in late July this year. We always invite the intern students if they want to come sit in on classes for a day. That's another optional activity. And they, you know, just can kind of see what that whole experience is about. If you've been to our bank school, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The instructors there are just top notch. So we do invite them in the Tuesday of bank school week to come to Charlottesville and see our bank school. So I'll pause there. Any questions or anything that you're still curious about our program?
Monica, this is Julia Hyder at First Bank and Trust.
Hi, Julia.
How are you today? We've had one concern come up about privacy and confidential information. We did not know how to handle that. They are employees for the summer. And do you all have some conversations with them about privacy, or is that up to us to train them day one that they will see confidential information and real live information and what the penalty is for disclosing any of that information?
Yeah. Now I will say we don't at their intern orientation, we don't specifically talk about that only because we feel like that should be part of their onboarding at the bank. And I always share at the mentor orientation that, you know, you really should treat them like a real employee. So whatever your, you know, typical onboarding is, if you can make like an intern version of that, I think that's the best way to go, because that question has come up in the past about the confidentiality. And I definitely think that's a conversation that you should have with them, just like you would a new employee. We don't really go there with the VBA just because I'm not sure that we would be able to tailor that to make sure that what we're telling them would fit all of our bank's, you know, policies and procedures. Megan, do you have any advice for Julia on that?
So on our first days before we take them to we kind of time our start date around the intern orientation. So on their first day, we bring in compliance, our BSA, our security officer, and we go through all of that kind of stuff with them. where they go through and talk about privacy, security, and checks and stuff like that. But I think it would depend on your bank, what kind of level of stuff you would go over with them. But we do that all on the first day that they're with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else have a question? Okay. Megan, did you want to talk about anything else, any of the other, anything else that you wanted to share with them?
Well, I'll just mention a few things. So everybody's bank is different. So we hire a lot of interns, and to try to keep it organized but also exciting for the interns, what I do is I'll do a rotation for them based on their interests. So we find that putting the interns on the teller line is a huge, it's not only a help for our branches when they have summer vacations and they have tellers out, but it's a really important step in the process of becoming a banker. I mean, just getting that cash handling experience, understanding how it works at a basic level before they move on to the operational side of things. And then we put them on an operational rotation based on their major, where I would put them with different employees throughout the bank to kind of see what they're interested in. And then I already mentioned how we split up the ABA course and the capstone project, like the first half and the second half of the summer. Let's see here. I have some notes. So as far as the recruitment process, we used to actually advertise in the local newspapers, but we don't do that. Last year was the first year we stopped doing that, and we exclusively used social media, and we got 18 applicants, which is a record for us. This year was the first year we ever actually didn't interview some people. We had to turn people down just because of the number of applicants we had, but we used social media. That seems to work for us really well. Let's see here. I have the program. So the VBA program has been a huge help for us. So we had an established intern program, as Monica said, before the VBA program came along. And we kind of follow the same structure, but what the VBA program really does is it gives us goals and outlines for us to make sure that at the end of the summer, our interns have accomplished something. So they get a paper certificate. They feel like they really contributed. They feel like they made a difference. And they get a piece of paper to keep with them so they feel like they accomplished something. But also just having the VBA, having Monica as a resource, having the emerging bank leaders as a resource as well is huge for us. Our interns love talking with them at the Midsummer meetup. That was great. But I would just encourage you guys to ask questions as much as you need to, because I know it is a lot and it can get overwhelming. But Monica is a great resource. I'll have Monica send my email out so you guys can email me with any questions as well. I've been doing this since, I guess, 2016 I can't even remember. It all runs together. But I think this summer, upcoming summer, will be my fourth or fifth year doing this. So you can use me as a resource, but it's a great program, and I definitely think that it's also a great resource for your bank to hire interns as employees as well. We've always had interns come back as employees. We never had a summer where we had any less than two interns come back as full-time employees after they graduated.
That's great. Yeah, Megan, I'm glad you mentioned the social media marketing for the open positions, because so many of your banks are so active on social media. That's a great place to find these applicants, because we all know they are all on social media. So I love that y'all do that. I did want to just kind of, when Megan was saying the rotation piece, that's something I didn't really talk about. Your bank, you know, if you have specific departments that have expressed interest in having an intern, a lot of our banks will just hire department-specific interns. But some of our banks, you know, are going more on the rotation model, you know, where they're having them kind of spend a week in different departments throughout the, you know, 8 or 10 weeks that they're there. A lot of our banks do kind of what Megan does with the teller, having them, you know, start as a teller and then they go into that rotation model. So it's really up to you. I love the rotation model only because I feel like that's where they really get to see how all of the puzzle pieces go together to make the bank run, because they have no idea, you know, on that first day what all is involved to make your bank you know, operate every day. So the rotation model, if you can make that work, it's a great thing and it's a great experience. It changes it up. It makes it so that the work doesn't fall on one person or one department. You can, you know, kind of share the interns throughout the summer, and also they just get to meet more people, meet more of your great employees, those types of things. So as far as just program details, the program pricing for 2020 is $225 per intern. Like someone asked earlier, the online training is an additional cost, and we're still working on that cost, so I will communicate that as soon as I know it. You do pay per intern, and that per intern price includes all of the resources, all of the templates, all of the in-person, so the mentor orientation, the intern orientation, and the midsummer meetup. It includes the optional events as well, the Fed field trip and the bank school shadow day, if your interns are interested in those. When you do commit to the program, your bank also gets a free posting on our VBA Career Center. And our Career Center is where I send any interested students that contact me to post their resume. So if you're interested in hiring, but you're having trouble, you know, finding applicants, definitely check out our Career Center, because that's where interested students will post their resumes and you can browse through those. Like I said before, we definitely do have a few recruitment resources available. So if you're interested in those, please email me. I've sent those out to our past participants, but for any new banks on the line, please feel free to email me and I'll be happy to share those with you. And on our website, there's a bank interest form that you can complete that kind of gets you on my short list of banks that are, you know, thinking about participating. That form does not in any way commit you to participating in the 2020 program. It just kind of keeps you on my radar, and I just make sure that you get all the communication about, you know, planning to hire interns and participate in our program. And like I said, you can access that on our website, vabankers.org. And the internship program is under the education and training section of our website. But yeah, so, you know, definitely start thinking about this now. Start talking to folks at your bank. Figure out who's interested in, you know, helping to host these students, which departments are looking for interns, because, you know, the hiring, all of that, all of those all of those winter career fairs, they all happen in like late January and February. So all of that is going to sneak up on us. So definitely start those conversations now. And like Megan said, please ask questions. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to chat through any of this with you more specifically for your bank. But yeah, that's all I had for this morning. Any final thoughts or questions from anybody? Okay, great. Well, I hope you all have a great day and a great weekend, and happy Thanksgiving next week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you, Megan.
Bye, Monica.
Bye.